Good morning. My name is Jared Bullard. I attend the Valley Parkway congregation, and I'm the one who's been tested to try to end this meeting. I might be going a little bit over, but since I'm given the invitation, I hope that's okay. So, there have been several instances that have shown me that I have a difficult time forgiving, either when I'm wronged or I feel like I've been. And so I've been reflecting on it and trying to understand what it means to forgive and what it all entails, and more importantly, to better myself. Forgiveness is one of the most important pillars in our faith, but it is also one of the most basic qualities that a Christian must possess. There are two distinct uses of forgiveness: the forgiveness that only God can give, which makes our souls clean, and the forgiveness that we can give to one another. In the Old Testament, man was able to contact God directly through an appointed person, and more often than not, it was so they could ask for forgiveness. And that's because the forgiving that God is giving, or that man is asking of God, is different from the forgiveness that we give or receive from man. They were asking to be pardoned or to be spared, asking for a divine forgiveness that only God himself can extend. It's like a disease that only God is kind enough and willing to remove. An example can be seen in Exodus chapter 34, verse 9, where it says, "And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance." When we are asking God to forgive us of our current and past sins, we're asking God to pardon us, to look past our sin, to free us from this guilt of sin that weighs us down, and asking to have mercy on us and have our relationship with God mended. Because when we sin, we are creating a separation from him. Through God's grace and compassion and the death of Jesus, we can be forgiven from all sin. But it does come with some conditions. We have to repent of our past wrongdoings and be baptized. As said in Acts 2, verse 38, where it says, "Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." If we do not repent, we cannot be baptized. And if we are not baptized, we cannot be forgiven. Forgiveness is given by God when the one who is sinning is truly remorseful and wants to turn away or distance themselves from the sin they had committed and follow God's teachings. If you are not in the church, you have to be baptized to be forgiven. We have this chance to be forgiven thanks to God's mercy and grace he extends to us. We do not deserve what God has done for us, what he has sacrificed. In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 through 11, it says, "But God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Being baptized doesn't mean you won't sin anymore. All it means is you are now dedicating your life to the Word of God. As said in Romans chapter 3, 22 through 25, it says, "All men have and will sin." And it's because of Jesus' death, we have a chance for eternal life. So we have to live as Christ-like as possible. When those in Christ sin, they also have to repent. They need to take every action they can to avoid that particular sin. As humans, we can never forgive like God, because God can forgive sins and transgressions where men cannot. We can forgive personal slights, but we cannot make their soul clean. We are not in any position to forgive on Jesus' behalf. Any sin is a transgression against God, and since it's against God, we cannot forgive that sin. Only the actions done towards us. In Luke chapter 15, verse 21, it says, "The Son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." In this verse, we see a distinction between sinning against God and a sin against the Father. Even though this is a parable with the Father representing God, it can be used as an example of someone sinning against another and transgressing against God. As humans, forgiving can be complicated. We allow our emotions to cloud our judgment when it comes to forgiveness and logic. When someone is hurt by another, whether it be by you or someone you're close to, it is hard to forgive when strong emotions are involved. God is not asking us to be emotionless, but he does ask us to control our emotions when we become Christians. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around you like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." If we do not keep ourselves in check emotionally or dwell too long on negative thoughts, it can lead us to other sins and lead us to start holding a grudge. And we should not be holding grudges. In Ephesians chapter 4, 31 through 32, it says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. Being continually angry or upset does no good to you, or the person or people you are directing it towards. We are to make peace with our fellow man, even with repeated offenses, as said in Matthew 18, 21 through 22, where it says, "Then came Peter to him and said, 'Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?' Jesus saith unto him, 'I say unto thee, until seven times, but until 70 times seven.'" And notice there isn't a caveat. We are to forgive before they come to us. Forgiveness is a continual action. When emotions swell, or we're reminded of our past offenses, we have to forgive those actions again. We have to forgive and move past it. It might take a while because high emotions and memories tend to be tied together. You may never forget or undo what someone has done, and they may think they did no wrong. But we still have to make a bad situation a positive one. Forgiveness is not just words, but how you treat and act towards others. Forgiveness is not an option. We must forgive. We have to look past our own logic, pride, and emotions. The idea of forgiveness is a key and instrumental one for us to use to be Christians. It is a core value. We ask God for mercy and forgiveness, but we often forget to apply it to our fellow man, as shown in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35, where a man is forgiven of a large debt, but turns around and imprisons another man who owns a minuscule debt. In conclusion, God is the only one who can truly forgive our sins and cover them up because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, but we are to mimic the willingness God shows to forgive, moving on from past wrongdoings, forgiving with a kind and loving heart. My challenge to you and me is to be a better Christian every day, learning how to forgive each other and ourselves.